very much, Orion Samuelson. You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank. Philippa Weiss is in the studio, the president of Work Right Solutions. Philip, welcome back to the Biz Lunch.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So, you know, one thing, here's the thing. No matter what happens in the future, no matter how great the machines become, the role of radio guest will always have to be a human. I just don't think I'll ever be interviewing. Now, there might be robots interviewing those guests, but the guests will always be human. So your position is safe.
Well, I'm relieved, because I was actually looking for radio guests when I researched for today.
Right.
Highest risk of robot replacement.
Yeah.
And you're right. Radio guest just didn't appear on the list.
It's coming, right? Waymo said they're going to have driverless taxis in Phoenix coming up by, what, the end of next year?
Of this year, in fact. They're launching the fleet.
Oh, really? So when it comes to that, I would imagine there's two things. There's the employees being prepared for it, and there's the employers. So let's start with the employees. If you're working in a job, probably now is not a bad time to figure out whether your career role is at risk or lends itself toward automation.
Yeah, and some of this clearly is based on projections and predictions. So no one should sort of run out of their office screaming if they find an article that says you're at risk. And there are some interesting websites where you can actually type in, Steve, am I at risk of being replaced by a robot?
Really?
And you can, virtually every job is there with sort of the current projections in terms of that risk factor. Interesting, lawyers are among the most frequent visitors to those sites in fear of losing their jobs.
Because lawyers are more at risk than, no, wait, was it doctors are more at risk than physician assistants?
Yeah, it's really fascinating. When the job has a diagnostic aspect to it, evaluating an x-ray, for example, that job may well be subject to replacement by AI, artificial intelligence,
right,
or a robot.
Right.
When the job, however, involves much more in the way of patient, client, customer contact, it's far less likely to suffer that fate. So in some cases, yes, doctors, depending on their role, have a higher risk factor.
So the PAs might finally get their revenge.
They will, maybe by 2030, according to PwC.
You were telling me a story about a guy who worked next to, like, the robot replaced him, or replaced his buddy?
Yes. This was in South Carolina, and this is in manufacturing, where robots are a fairly common fixture in the last 5 to 10 years, particularly robots using AI and improving and enhancing their task completion. And it was just that situation here where a gentleman worked in a pod beside a robot.
Right.
That robot, to his horror, had replaced his best friend. They had been pod mates for decades, assembling some disk drive components. And the gentleman got so upset, I don't think it was premeditated, he jammed the mechanism, the robotic arm mechanism, with his peanut butter and jelly sandwich one afternoon because he was so sick of it. And the company did the only thing they could do. They cleaned the robot and replaced the human.
And so there were two robots then.
And they became best friends.
So if you're a human, sort of do some research, figure it out, and maybe start to train in advance, you know, to find other jobs. Or if you're working in one that might be susceptible, find another one and start to be prepared for that one day. If you're the boss, we're kind of short on time here, Philip, but if you're the boss, you got to be aware of what's coming, and you've got to be able to sort of prepare your employees for what's coming.
Right. Be open. If you know, for example, speaking in the medical field, if you're replacing pharmacists with a pharmacy robot that can select medicine, or hair replacement with a robotic hair replacement device, let the people in those areas know they might want to cross-train.
And then, yeah, cross-train them so they're prepared when that job goes.
Yeah.
Philip Weiss, the president of Work Right Solutions, thanks for coming by.
Good to see you.